Hallelujah. We got the kids there. We're going to do our missions march. Amen. I believe if you look at the missions board, are all the missionaries up now, Sister Jennifer? Awesome. Amen. Go take a look after church. Look at the missions wall. It's the wall of fame, actually. All of these missionaries that have come to our church. And that's what this offering is going towards. Amen. And the little kids, amen, are the ones that will lead the charge. Amen. Lead the charge. Amen. Sometimes you see an adult holding onto a kid, and I always think of that verse that says a child will lead them. Amen. Because it's like, who's leading who here? Amen. We're following them. Praise the Lord. And they've got the purest praise. The purest prayers, amen. I should tell this, it's kind of not funny, but it is humorous, amen. Sister Janie gave us this big bag of cookies for the holidays. And she can't make them for everybody, I know, amen. But she made us this big bag of cookies, and my daughter was trying to protect them, so she went and hid them in her room. Amen. And she can't hide them from the dog. And so the dog found them and ate the whole bag. It was like a medium-sized gift bag, just to let you know. And I don't know if you knew this, but chocolate chips are toxic to dogs. The dog was sick for a couple days, and I was telling the kids, because dogs can really die from chocolate chip, from eating chocolate. I was telling the kids, you know, the dog could die from this. And so it was sweet. Last night, the dog's laying there, and they all started praying for him. And I said, well, if he makes it through the morning into the next year, he'll be all right. Because it's like a 72-hour window. Of course, now I'm like an expert because I'm Googling all this stuff. So he should be all right. Amen. And Sister Janie, I'll have to get you the ingredients to make us another batch of cookies. Because I wanted those cookies. Amen. But my point is that the prayers of children, the sweet prayers of children, amen, and they come and they have a heart of pure worship. Young people have an exuberance about them. We're thankful for our young people that come. Amen. We're thankful for the worshipers that come and worship and praise the Lord and make a joyful noise. Amen. And even sometimes they have a wrestling match in the front of the church. Amen. Right at prayer time. That's okay. That's all fine. Amen. If we have no voices of children in the church, there's a problem. There's trouble. Amen. It's very important. So I know that was a long thing, but kids, are you ready to go to Sunday school? Awesome. All right. Let's sing this song again. Oh, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name. Power, wonder working.
Lord Jesus, I praise you. Amen. Thank you, musicians. Turn in your Bibles with me, if you would, please. Ezekiel chapter 47. Amen. Ezekiel chapter 47, verse number 3. Praise the Lord. Amen. Ezekiel 47, verse number 3. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the ankles. What I have today is certainly not new. Amen. I know this is a new year. I'll get to the explanation of this in just a moment, but I'd like to talk again on a subject that I've spoke of before. It is this: spiritual waters. Amen. Somebody say that. Spiritual waters. I pray God will give it to you today. Lord, I love you. I thank you. We ask it, Lord, even right now in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, that you would give, Lord God, to each of us, Lord, your presence, your glory, God, your purpose, Lord, for this service. I pray that each person, Lord, would receive, Lord, what you have for them. Lord, that you would speak, Lord, by your word, that you would speak, Lord, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, Lord, that your will, Lord, would be accomplished in this service. I thank you, Lord, for your will that is being done even right now, Lord, in this house. Thank you for your presence and your glory, God, your spirit that is already moving in your wonderful presence. In the precious name of Jesus, have your way today. Thank you for it. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. This portion of scripture for me goes back a long, long way. Praise the Lord. I believe it was in the summer of 1988. That's some 35 years ago or so. I was not a licensed minister at that time. I was not a preacher or of sort. I guess I did preach a few youth services. I was a youth leader in a church in Virginia at the time. And God gave me this message. Amen. So that was a long time ago, and from then till now, I've preached this message several times. In fact, last time, if you go on YouTube right now, you may see me preaching this very same message in March of 2020. COVID was in full effect, and the shutdowns were in place, and we maybe had a dozen, maybe 15 people. I don't exactly remember how many came that day. But there was just a scattering of a few folks in our sanctuary. And I preached this message. Amen. Spiritual waters. But you know what? God's word is always fresh. Amen. There's always something powerful in it. Amen. I know that as I've been around the country, different places, I've walked in at times into fellow ministers. I'd be on vacation, perhaps, or in traveling, or perhaps on business. But whatever the case, if I was away from this church and I was at somebody else's church and I walked in on Sunday and I knew that minister, that pastor, and we greeted each other, you know, fondly and good to see you again. Every once in a while, that pastor would ask me, "Are you ready to preach?" And the answer is always yes. Amen. I don't think I've ever said no. Amen. I'm always ready to say a word for the Lord. Amen. And there are, I know, I've preached this message in, I think it's New Mexico, in Rhode Island, in Wisconsin, several different places around the country, sometimes preaching it with just my Bible, no notes, just I know this message. Amen. It is familiar to me. In fact, last Monday night at prayer in this sanctuary, and I hope you come to prayer on Monday. Amen. God reminded me of this message. So I turned there and I'm going through it, and God just filled my heart with recollection and fondness of the glory of God and knowing what God has done in me, what God has done through me, and what God is going to do through us, and what God will do this year. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's always good. What God has for us in His Word today is fresh. Amen. It's not old. It's powerful. It's not weak. Amen. I hope to bring these Bible verses, this portion of Scripture, right down into our lives. Now, it could be that you've read this portion of Scripture before and maybe you thought, well, what is he talking about? What is Ezekiel saying? What is really going on? Well, I hope to go slow enough to break it down to show you what God has for you today. Amen. This Old Testament prophet took the Word of God and expounded upon it and just put great meaning into it. Let me continue. Ezekiel chapter 47, let me go over there, beginning again at verse number 1. It says, afterward, he brought me again unto the door of the house. And behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house, eastward, and for the forefront of the house stood toward the east. And the waters came down from under the right side of the house at the north side of the altar. He's talking about the house of God. The house of the Lord. Right here where we are today, there is a presence of God that wants to be issued out through us, through you, in me, in you today. Amen. The house of God is the church. It's talking about waters that issued out from the house and from the altar. Right side of the house, south side of the altar. That water, it is speaking of the Spirit of God. Let me use the Bible to explain what it's saying. John, in the book of John, chapter 7, verse 37, Jesus said, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Is there anybody thirsty for things of God? Do you desire to have something of the Lord in your life? I would say that because you are sitting in a sanctuary in the house of the Lord, the answer is yes. You came here. I hope you came here to hear from God. Amen. Next verse, 38. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said. Now, just believing on Jesus any old way is not good enough. Just believing that there is a higher power is not enough. Believing that Jesus really did exist is not enough. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Now, is it talking about actual water that's going to flow out of your tummy? No. It's talking about the presence of God can be flowing from your life. that the things that you do, that the things that you think, that the things where wherever it is that you are, that there is a presence of God that guides and helps and leads you in every single situation, that God is with you always, that there is a presence of the Lord that carries you when you're not able to do it yourself. Amen. Verse number 39 is talking about the flow of the shall flow rivers of living water from verse 38 and 39. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. I tell you what, you need the Holy Ghost. The scripture is telling us that the presence of the living God, the presence of the Spirit of God, is in the Holy Ghost. God wants you to have His Spirit to lead your life. And then from the last book of the Bible, Revelation 22 and verse number 1, and He showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Waters came out from the house and the altar, the house of God and the altar of God. The presence of the Lord was flowing in that place. I tell you, you can have the presence and the flowing of God to touch your life here today. Amen. Verse number 2, this is where it gets really interesting. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward. Out of the way is referring to out of our custom. Out of the things that you used to do. What has been your tradition? Maybe you have been doing something a very long time, but that doesn't mean it's from God. Amen. When God brings us into His Spirit, when God moves among us, when God enters my life, the Holy Ghost is going to lead you toward Him. The Holy Ghost isn't going to lead you to the things of the world. It's going to lead you to God. Amen. Out of the way. That means when we are in the presence of the Lord, when we are flowing in the water of the Spirit, when God is leading us by the Holy Ghost, then God is going to lead us to do things that we didn't do before. Does that make sense? God is going to lead us to live for Him. Out of the way, something that is different than what we knew before we received the Holy Ghost. Continuing in verse 2, and He led me about the way without unto the utter gate by the way that looketh eastward, and behold, there ran out waters on the right side. Verse number 3, and when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits. You know, they already had one measurement, brought him through the waters. God needs to bring us. You can't get there without Jesus Christ. In fact, you gotta have Jesus Christ in your life in order to get to where God is. Amen. And he led me about the way unto the utter gate by the way that looketh eastward, and behold, there ran out waters on the right side. Verse number 3, and when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. And the waters were to the ankles. You see, ankle deep water in the Spirit is really refreshing. Amen. When you get just your introductory taste of the presence of God that's moving in your life, when you feel the presence, you know, at first you see the lady shouting or the guy running or stuff going on that you don't understand. Maybe it looks a little strange. Maybe it feels a little weird. But you know what? When God touches you and you feel the presence of God and the presence of the Lord is now touching your life, and you lift your hands and you open your mouth and you begin to praise the Lord, when God first moves on you, man, it's like, I've had people tell me it felt like electricity. You know, it felt, and when I got baptized, I felt so light. You know, it felt so different. You know, you've got wet a whole bunch of times, but you will never feel more incredibly different than when you are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. You didn't even really know what the weight of sin was on your life until that weight is lifted. Amen. Until the presence of the Lord, until the moving of the water of the Spirit of God. That, my friend, is ankle-deep water. That's when you can feel, you know you felt God. You know that when you lifted your hands, when you began to speak in other tongues, when the Spirit of the Lord moved upon you and you received the Holy Ghost. Whoo, man, that was awesome. You begin then to know what it is to have the flowing of the waters of the Spirit of God moving in your life. Whoo, man, that was awesome. I felt the power of God. The Spirit was flowing, if you get what I'm talking about. The waters of the Spirit. You know, when I was a little kid, I lived in northern Wisconsin, and Lake Superior was right nearby. My grandpa would bring us to the beach. And, you know, when I first went to the ocean in Virginia, I was not impressed. I looked at the ocean. Looks just like Lake Superior, except not as pretty. Lake Superior is a big place. It's a huge body of water. You cannot see it. It's like the ocean. It's just the earth. It goes around the curvature of the earth. It's so big. And we'd play there on that beach. My bigger brothers and sisters would be out there playing in the water and, you know, on floating devices and logs and stuff. But me as a little kid, I had to stay in the shallow water because sometimes in the lake it dropped off, you know, and if you walked across the drop off, the water was deeper than you are, and if you don't know how to swim, it's pretty scary when you're a little kid. I can remember it vividly. Brother or sister grab you by the, pull you out, get over there by the beach. Okay. But the water can be scary. But when I was playing by the, you know, in ankle-deep water, man, I could splash the cold water on my friend and splash it on my sister. She was younger than me. Then my bigger brother would, you know, splash it on me, and that wasn't so fun. But I had a lot of fun in the ankle-deep water. You know, people who just get the Holy Ghost, who just first experience the presence of the flowing of the waters of the Spirit of God, they can have a lot of rejoicing, a lot of life-changing experiences right then in the shallow, ankle-deep water of the Spirit. It's an awesome place. Amen. If you've never experienced the presence of a miracle in your life, repentance, baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, infilling of the Holy Ghost. Maybe God will do it. Maybe you need God to do a miracle in your life. That's ankle deep water. That's just getting started in God. Amen. In John chapter 3, verse number 5, Jesus said, "Except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Everybody needs to experience the ankle-deep water. Everybody needs to repent of their sins and be baptized in Jesus' name. And everybody needs to receive the presence of the Spirit of God in receiving the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 2, verse 38 and 39. "Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission," tells us what to do and why, "for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." God is so good. He didn't say maybe or might or a few or some. He said, "Ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." For the promise, he kind of put the exclamation point after it. He kind of just reaffirmed what he was talking about. He said, "For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." Everybody needs to have this experience. Everybody needs to feel to know the God that I know. Praise the Lord. Thank God for ankle deep water. Thank God for the experience of being born again. Thank God for what He's doing. You see, this, once we experience the waters, once we experience the presence of the Lord moving in our life, it begins our closer relationship with God. Let me read on. Verse number 4. "Again he measured 1,000, and he brought me through the waters." Notice right here. He got brought the first 1,000, and then he got brought the second 1,000. And each time it is God that is bringing him to the next level. You know, I know people who tried to bring themselves, and it doesn't work very good. I've had people call or, you know, come to our church and proclaim to me, "God called me to be," and they'll name what it is that God called them to be. Funny thing, God didn't tell me that. "I'm going to be the pastor." I'm thinking, not in this church, you're not. God does call people. God will bring you through the waters. God will bring you through in His Spirit to where He wants you to be. But God always does it according to His plan, according to His purpose. God wants to fulfill in you His will, not yours. Amen. Praise the Lord. Each time the Spirit, He got led through the waters. And He measured again, and it brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the knees. It's a little deeper there. If you've experienced the presence of the Lord, if you have experienced a new birth experience, you've repented, you've been baptized, you have been filled with the Holy Ghost, praise the Lord, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, for being born again. Thank you, Lord. But God does not want you to stay where you started. God didn't mean us to stay in our initial experience. God wants to bring you further. God wants to bid you to come. God wants to show you how to get there. God wants to bring you through the waters to a place that is deeper, to a place that maybe it hadn't been your experience to go to prayer on Monday night. But I hope you will, because God wants to bring you to a deeper place. God wants to bring you to a place that is more in His presence, in His by the flowing of the presence of the Lord. Maybe it hasn't been your perhaps, just maybe, hadn't been your experience to come to church a half an hour early on Sunday morning. But for the month of January, as your pastor, I'm asking you to take a little bit deeper. Go a little bit deeper. Amen. Follow the presence and the leading of God and come a little deeper. Come before church and pray and seek His face and experience the flowing of the presence of God. You know, there's hundreds of ways that God wants to lead you. And it'd be impossible for me to expound on each of those things. But I am telling you right now, wherever you are in the presence of God, God wants you to come a little deeper. God wants you to come a little further. God wants you to have more of Him in the flowing of the presence of His Spirit. Come on in, the water's fine. Come on in, the Spirit is good. You know what? I learned how to swim in knee-deep water. As a little kid there on the side of Lake Superior, still in the shallow water, you know, to my bigger brothers and sisters, I was a little kid and I had a bunch of bigger brothers and sisters. I was from a big family. And they were big and I was little. But that knee-deep water, you know, water about 2 feet. If you're a little kid, 2 feet water is like up to your waist. Woo! I could swim under the water in 2 feet of water. And man, I thought I was doing something good. Mama, watch me swim. I dunk down and do my feet on the water and fling my arms and look at me swimming. She knew I was walking on the water, walking on the sand and, you know, pretending I could swim. But it got to the I played like I was swimming until I knew how to swim. It was a safe place. I could feel the ground and I was in the water. I could swim on top of the water. I could swim under the water. In the Spirit, people are like that in the Spirit too. They have had an experience with God. They have received the Holy Ghost. Have you ever prayed for somebody and they received a miracle while you are praying for them? I tell you what, it is an awesome thing. It's not you're not doing it. It's the flowing of the presence of God that moves in their life, and God did the miracle. God always gets the glory. God always gets the credit. God deserves all of the praise. He's the one that gets all of the honor. But you may need to step out and pray for someone. They complain, I got such a bad headache. You know what? There may be just enough of the presence of the Lord in your life, the flowing of the Spirit of God in you to say, well, let me pray for your headache. Let's believe God right now that He would touch you. In the name of Jesus, I pray you'd touch this person's headache and heal them right now. It may be a 15-second prayer. And you know what? If the headache doesn't go away, you didn't give it to her anyway. You can't take it away, but God can. Amen. I know God heals headaches. I know God heals limbs. I know God heals cancer. I know God opens blinded eyes. I know God opens deaf ears. I've seen all those things. It's God that does it all the time. You can feel the ground under you. That's like still having some of your fleshly habits. I want to pause right there for a few moments because there are the born again, I'm talking about person that has repented, been baptized, been filled with the Holy Ghost, have a presence of God moving in their life. But there's still some junk in their life. Knee-deep water is okay. But God didn't mean for you to stay in knee-deep water. Don't stay there. Don't be satisfied because you've had an experience with God. It's not enough just to know that God moved in my life one time. It's wonderful. It's glorious. It's miraculous. It's a miracle that God saved me. But God does not want you to stay in knee-deep water. Again, from verse number 4, again he measured 1,000. Now, but this time he's had experience after experience after experience. He has a recognition and an understanding of the flowing of the presence of the Lord in his life. He understands and knows what it is to be born again. And he measured 1,000. Get this now. This is awesome right here. This part right here. These few words. He brought me. Somebody say that. He brought me. God wants to bring you to a deeper place in him. God wants to bring you to a place that the Spirit in the presence of God is moving in your life in a deeper manner. He brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the loins. Loin deep water. It's a lot of fun there. You can swim and play under the water, on top of the water. You can have a lot of fun in the Spirit and the presence of the Lord. You can know that there is a moving in the presence of God, but there's still, you can still reach the bottom. More freedom there. More liberty there. You know, there's some that just feel so empowered when they are worshiping God. Feel the liberty and the presence of the Lord. It's wonderful. I'm not discouraging that at all. In fact, I encourage you to worship God and go deeper in the Lord. There's more danger there too. My son, he's 40-ish. He just went home to Florida yesterday. He was small, and we were at a secluded beach in Virginia, the Grand View Wildlife Preserve in Virginia, Hampton, Virginia. And we were playing by the water, and there was people far down the beach that way and far down the beach that way, and I'm watching my kids and my family, and they're right in front of me. And all of a sudden, Thomas starts, "Ow! Oh, ow!" He starts screaming, and "Ow!" He's like, something's biting him. But he was only in waist-deep water. What could be the matter in waist-deep water? Jellyfish. He had a jellyfish wrapped from his top of his thigh down past his leg and his knee. That jellyfish had just stung him all down one leg. That ended that beach day. Everybody, come on out of the way. We had to go get this kid some treatment, and they go take care of him, you know. You know, when you are stepping out and praying for people and witnessing to them, perhaps you're even teaching them a Bible study. Perhaps you are operating in the deeper water and you're where God has brought you to. I've had people tell me to my face, "That's heresy." Because I was preaching Jesus Christ. Now, you can call it whatever you want, but I'm going to keep loving Jesus. I'm going to keep believing that Jesus Christ is my Savior. Amen. I've had people tell me to my face, "That's of the devil." Too late to tell me. I've already spoken tongues. I know what the presence and the flowing of the Spirit is. Amen. I've been filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. There's more danger there. You might get your feelings hurt if somebody doesn't receive what it is you're trying to tell them about Jesus, or as you're trying to share this great message. But God still wants you to operate in the deeper level in the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's still the presence and the will of God for you to go deeper. Verse number 5. Afterward, he measured 1,000 again and again and again and now again. 1,000 was measured, and it was a river that I could not pass over. For the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. You will never run out of the presence of God in your life. You will never reach the place where you got everything God has for you. God always is bigger. God is always greater. God always has more. More for you in the presence and the flowing of the waters of the Spirit. God always has more for you. The Spirit of God has no ending. There is always room to understand more of God. You may say, "Well, I've read the Bible before." We'll read it again. Amen. God provides for your strength. God will... is able to keep you going when you feel like you got nothing left. Praise the Lord. Verse number 6. And he said unto me, "Son of man, hast thou seen this?" And then he brought me and he caused me to return to the brink of the river. What is he talking about? Man, I've experienced the wonderful blessings and glory of God. I know that God is great. I know that He is real. He is my Savior. He has healed my body. He's filled my life. I know how good God is. But then He brought me back to the brink of the river. When we are strong in the Spirit, God will bring us back to the edge of the water. We need to see and know what is on the banks of the river. Those people who are nearby and living near us, they have intertwined lives with us. Perhaps they're family members or co-workers or neighbors or at the store where you shop, but their life is somehow intertwined with yours. God wants to see them. God wants us to see them with His eyes. You see, they also need the water of the Spirit of God. Verse number 47. Now when I had returned. Let me pause there. It's not talking about returning to sin. God never wants you to go back BC before Christ. He never wants you to go back to your ugly terrible, sinful habits of the world. That part of my life is done, over. I am not going back there. You got to go forward in Jesus Christ. But now when I had returned, behold, at the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other. These are the trees of the faithful saints of God. Psalm chapter 1, verse number 3. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth their fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whithersoever he doeth shall prosper. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. There are saints of God in this church that are strong in the presence and the knowledge of God. There are people under the sound of my voice that have no doubt that there is but one living, holy God. Strong in the Spirit. Convinced of His power. Praise the Lord. You see, they are the strength of the body of Christ. They are the ones that God is using for His glory. They are the ones that God has anointed. Verse number 8, Ezekiel 47, going back in verse number 8. Then he said unto me, these waters issued out toward the east country and go down into the desert. What is a desert? It's a place without water, or very little, a limited supply of water in a desert. You know, God's presence is absolutely everywhere. There's no place that you can go that God is not. God is there before you arrive. God is already everywhere. But a desert is a dry place. Some place without the flowing of the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God, it can reach the ungodly. The Spirit of God can reach the unchurched. Continue reading, and go into the sea being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. They go into the sea is salt water, which bringeth forth into the sea, and the waters shall be healed. If you just drink salt water, you're going to die. Can't live on salt water. You can't live on a mix of Holy Ghost, apostolic Jesus name, goodness of the flowing Spirit of God, and worldly, ungodly sin. Can't live in both places. The sea has salt water, not pure. Even those who have a form of godliness. There are people who are religious, who go to church, who have some resemblance of being religious, but not pure water. I got to wrap this up. They have a form of godliness, but not the whole truth. I tell you, my friend, you need to love the truth. You got to have a love for Jesus Christ. You got to have a love for the Word of God. Verse 49 or verse number 9 in chapter 47. It shall come to pass that everything that liveth which moveth, whithersoever the river shall come, shall live. Wherever you bring this gospel, God is able to save people. God is able to heal people. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither. For they shall be healed. God is going to do miracles in our life. God will do miracles with your life. For they shall be healed, and everything shall live, whether the river cometh. God can touch anybody, and God is able to touch every life. Jesus called Simon and Andrew, who were fishermen. Mark chapter 1, verse 17. And Jesus said unto them, come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. Verse number 10, Ezekiel 47. And it shall come to pass that the fishers shall stand upon it, even from Engedi, even unto in Eglaim. They shall be a place to spread forth nets. Their fish shall be according to their kinds, as fish of the great sea, exceeding many. God wants us to spread forth nets. Stand with me. Musicians, please come. God wants to use us in His great glory. There are people who are all around us. People just like us. People who work at the same job we work at. People who live in the same family that you were born into. People who live in the same community, on the same block, or shop at the same store as you do. The next three verses is a warning. I'm wrapping this up. Verse 11, but the miry places thereof and the marshes thereof shall not be healed. They shall be given to salt. Don't pollute the message of God. You can't live in the world and live godly at the same time. Right. You got to choose to live for God. You got to be serious about living for the Lord. You got to do it all the way. Verse number 12. And by the river upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that side, shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaf shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to his months. God, maybe you've been witnessing to your family for a long time. But when harvest time comes, when God draws them in, it's time. And the fruit thereof shall be for meat, and the leaf thereof for medicine. I am going to open this altar right now. All around this church, there are saints of God. There are people who know Him. They are like the trees planted on the bank of the river, with roots reaching down into the refreshing water of the Spirit. Go ahead and give what God gives you. Give it away. Tell somebody a testimony. Tell somebody how good God is. Let somebody know how good the Lord is. Give away what God has given to you, and God will refresh you. God will restore you. God will make you new. The medicine of His Spirit is available to us right now, here in this service today. Why don't we lift our hands? In fact, come on up to this altar. I got one final concluding verse of Scripture. Revelation chapter 22, verse number 17. As you're coming, we're going to conclude with a prayer at this altar. Revelation chapter 22, verse 17. And this is Revelation, where God is wrapping it all up. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst, and whosoever will, take of the water of life freely. I tell you, wherever you are, I would say most of the people already have the experience with God. I don't have to tell you about the presence of the Lord. You know it's real. You know God is real. But I am inviting you this year, in 2023, in the first day of this year, I'm asking you, determine in your life to go a little deeper. Will you go a little deeper in God? Will you reach out? Lift up your hands. Would you pray with me? Would you ask God this year, Lord, in 2023, Lord, I want to go deeper in your spirit, God. I want more of you in my life, God. I want to know the flowing of the presence of the Lord in my life, God. Lift your hands and lift your voice and magnify God. Ask Him right now to help you. God is here right now. Pray, seek His face.
Holy Spirit, break us. Come and overtake us. You're the one we're living for. Holy, Holy Spirit, lead us to the heart of Jesus. There is nothing we want more. 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 Teach us how to live beyond ourselves. Let everything heart of Jesus, there is nothing we want more. We want more. We want more. We want more.
not about me. I decree to
you.
It's all about you. It's not about me. Oh, I decree. About me. Oh, I decree, Lord, it's you and grace. It's all about you. It's not about me. Oh, it's all about you. It's not about me. It's all about you. It's not about me. Thinking about how Jesus himself, as our example, he submitted himself. He submitted the flesh. He submitted his will to the Spirit of God. Amen. And I mean, I have kind of a humorous mind, I know. But I thought about how Jesus walked on the water. So he didn't have to submit himself to the water. And I actually saw a little skit where these guys are sitting by a pool, and this man dressed up as Jesus comes in. It's a hot day, and he comes and he tries to jump in the pool, and he just flops because he can't go into the water. And I thought that was so funny. But you know, that's interesting, because Jesus didn't have to submit himself to the elements. He didn't even have to submit himself to his own creation. He didn't. But he came in the form of man. And he submitted himself all the way. All the way. And I thought, well, he literally did submit himself to the waters of baptism. He didn't have to do it because he knew no sin. He was a perfect human being. Perfect in all ways. He never sinned. He never made a mistake. But he was baptized. He was baptized. That shows you how important it is for God to submit himself even to his own word. Amen? And so I just thought about that this morning. And I know it's kind of humorous. He went into the water to get baptized, but he walked on the water when he was walking on the stormy sea. Amen? But it just showed the contrast, how that he did not have to submit himself, but he did. Amen. And I was, just as Pastor was preaching, I was thinking, God, wherever you want to take me, Amen. Wherever you want to bring me, Lord Jesus, this year, whatever level you want me to get to, God, however deep you want me to go, Jesus, whatever it is you want to bring me to, Lord, I want to go there, Lord. I want to be in that place where you want me to be. Amen. Hallelujah. Can we just pray that right now? Oh, God, bring us to a place, Lord, where you want me to be, oh, God. Oh, bring me deeper, Lord, into the waters, God. Lord, deeper than I've ever gone before, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Amen, amen. What a powerful service to kick off to 2023. It's hard to believe we're in 2023. Amazing. Amen. But God is going to be with us this year. God is going to do a bunch of great new things around here. Amen. It's going to be powerful and awesome. Amen. I hope you'll do it with us. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Good to see everyone today. Shake hands. Greet one another. God bless you. You're dismissed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.